Hey, what's up, everybody? This is the Stretch Goose Podcast. This is episode 77. And I just want to thank everybody for jumping on and being a part of this journey. As you know, we're part of the Fonts Media Network, where you can get your politics from World Ablaze with George Fonts. You can get your pointless conversations and randomness from Random Thoughts with Manuel and George. You can get straight news from this podcast, the Stretch Goose Podcast. And you can get all your mundane, pointless history from paper clips to soda bottles from the history of. Now, having said all that, again, thank you and appreciate each and every one of you for jumping on and being a part of this. I know that I got quite a bit of new people, so welcome. What is this podcast really about? And I've done this a couple of times. Every time I get a spike in subscribers, so got to explain the show. This show is basically news. That's it. No right-leaning, left-leaning, whatever. I'm not shy about being a conservative Republican, but at the same time, you will hardly get that type of news on this show. You will get more of, latest movies coming out. The last episode I talked about the StarCraft first-person shooter coming out. Some video game talk, some movie talk. There's a little bit of comic books in there, sports primarily. When my son joins me, when my son Kyle joins me, we dive a little deeper into sports and film. And then there's just, your basic news stories from what happened to the dead body in the ocean or something. Like it's really what that is. Sometimes I read the entire article word for word. Sometimes I skim through it as I'm looking at it and talk about the major points that I can see. And then there are just times when I just read the title and I just kind of riff. I am also known to incoherently babble. It's just one of my quirks, one of my traits, I guess you could say, that I will tend to just go off on tangents that lead sometimes to a point. Sometimes there's no point at all. Sometimes it's just me getting stuff off my chest. And of course, if you agree with those things, you are more than welcome to leave a like, a share, or a comment in whatever platform you're listening on. This podcast is available on Podcast Addict. It's available on Apple Podcasts. It's available on Spotify. Even the most major platforms. It's even on YouTube under the Fonts Media YouTube channel. And that's basically the gist of it. The network is growing. We are doing fairly well for barely starting this. And I am patting myself on the back a little bit and tooting my own horn, because I'm proud of what we have accomplished up to this point. Now, as far as release schedules and things, it's going to be hit or miss, because we have jobs, we have lives, and until this pays all the bills, you're going to get a little inconsistency from time to time. I have a few announcements concerning this podcast. We are working on adding guests. I know I did Avery Johnson, and that was the Avery Johnson interview that you guys heard was episode 71. That is in the other, that was in a venture that I tried to do, or just straight interview based podcasting. He is a podcaster and YouTuber with nearly over a million views on YouTube. He has roughly six. Well, at this point, I'm sure he has over 1,000 episodes at this point. And he is a news-based guy as well. I did a political interview with the Conservative Conversations podcast with those guys. And that was interesting, and that was pretty entertaining, kind of picking their brains on what their view of conservatism is and things like that. So I am working on expanding that aspect of the show. I've got one that I'm going to be recording coming up with Nikki Young of the Serial Napper podcast. It is a true crime podcast, and I'm really, really looking forward to getting into that and just having a conversation with her and covering her journey and other aspects of her interest levels with true crime and things. And I'm also looking into doing spots on other people's podcasts. I've been invited back on the Conservative Conversations podcast. I'm going to be doing that one in a few days, and just trying to, you know, expand the reach of the show and expand the reach of the network as best as I can, or as best as we can, I should say, and see where this train leads. Now that all of the crazy housekeeping is 100% out of the way, we're going to do a couple of stories. A couple of news stories, and then a little tangent, if I may. Okay, guys, this is from the AP News. This is a very weird story. It's a Kentucky lawmaker. He dies weeks after plunging into an empty swimming pool on a lawnmower. Kentucky State Senator Johnny Turner, known for his staunch support for the coal industry, and other cases in his Appalachian district, has died after being injured in his home last month when he plunged into an empty swimming pool while aboard a lawnmower. He was 76 years old. Let's just stop right there. What the fuck? How did you fall into the swimming pool? I mean, I don't get it. But of course, you know, there's a bunch of, you know, talking about how awesome he is as a person, et cetera, et cetera. Kentucky Senate Majority Floor Leader Damon Thayer said his death was heartbreaking. Quote, "He was just an amazing man of the mountains who is kind and generous and open-minded about supporting initiatives and that were good for the entire state, while at the same time being a fierce advocate for his region." So it is unknown 100% what went down, but, you know, interesting, different, and it's also very sad. Okay, guys, do you remember Real Water? Do you remember that? You remember that, that water company, that claimed a whole bunch of hocus pocus to get the cleanest of water? And it was really the chemicals they were putting in there was, you know, rocket fuel and shit, which ended up killing a couple of people and a lot of lawsuits, a lot of people lifetime injuries to their kidneys, to their liver, all that stuff. Well, after a couple of years in the courts, a jury has awarded $5.2 billion in damages after the bottled water was pulled from the shelves. Real Water was distributed to stores throughout Nevada, Utah, Arizona, New Mexico, and Los Angeles. A 12-day trial ended with the verdict Wednesday in the negligence and product liability case against AffinityLifestyles.com and its Real Water brand. According to Clark County District Court, the jury awarded about $230 million in compensatory damages and $5 billion in punitive damages to Hunter Brown and other plaintiffs. The attorney, Will Kemp, representing the plaintiffs, told the Las Vegas Review he expects Real Water's insurance company to fight paying the damages because the company has filed for bankruptcy. Affinity Lifestyles was headed by Brent Jones, who served as a Republican Nevada State Assembly member from 2016 to 2018. Jones and attorneys for the company did not immediately respond to comment, seeking comment. Juries have previously delivered separate verdicts against the company, awarding plaintiffs $3.1 billion in June and 130 million in February, 228 million in October of 2023. Juries have been told that tests found real water contained hydrazine, a chemical used in rocket fuel that may have been introduced during treatment before bottling. The defense has cast the company as unintentionally negligent, not reckless, because it did not know hydrazine was in the water and did not know how to test for it. That I do not believe, kids. Listen, this case is about a guy who was basically swindling, con man, wanted to make a bunch of money, and he found the most cheapest way, I would say, I believe, to make the water taste a certain way so that you feel like you're getting something out of basically water. And what he put in there to make it taste a certain way ended up being something deadly. And I believe they knew what the fuck they were doing. I really do. I really believe that they were reckless. I really believe they're negligent. And I believe that this company is not only bankrupt, but just basically put through the floor into hell where they belong. And I believe Brent Jones has served some jail time for this. I do know there's a lot of money. That's a lot of money. $5.2 billion in one case, $3.6 billion in another. They're going to figure out how to come up with that almost $9 billion. $9 billion. And it's nuts. It is absolutely nuts what is going on. Now, I want you guys to know something real quick. I forgot to mention this in the housekeeping. The reason I played the different kind of music is because it's... Let me try to explain this. Sometimes I feel a different way of wanting to introduce the show, because I'm another one of my things is I'm never 100% happy with the way the show starts, music ending, things like that. It's one of the things that bothers me from episode to episode. Like I do hear things back and go, hey, you know, I probably could have done better there, could have been done, you know, a little different there, et cetera, et cetera. So if you hear different music, don't sit there and go, God, he's changing it again. This dude, it's nothing like that. It's just the way I am from one episode to the next. Like the beginning music is a mashup of three different intros that I've done over the years. The ending that you just heard in the beginning is going to be heard again at the end. That is something that I used for, you know, the middle. If I was going to play like a clip or something, and that would be like the in and out of that. But now I've thought about, well, maybe I should fade in and out. Like, it's never going to be the same show every single time. And the reason that I do that is, one, because I do get bored. And two, uniqueness is the thing that I chase. And I try to do this show as a lot different than other news-based shows that just give you the facts and report on things, or those news comedy shows like your Jon Stewart's and your Steven Crowder's, where there's a joke every 10 seconds and 99% of those jokes don't even land. I try to just be that show that you can expect to not only get news, but the stories are nothing that you're hearing on TV, nothing that you're hearing on the radio, nothing that you're hearing in 80% of the news category of podcasting. I want to be different. I want to be recognizable in that way. And that's why there's always a different change in each show. And sometimes I have a theme and sometimes I don't. You know, it is what it is. You know, guys, I say it is what it is because it is. I'm never going to change. I'm never going to be something I'm not. So if you enjoy this type of stuff, if you enjoy what I have to say, if you enjoy the stories, if you learn something at the end of every episode, then I've done then I've done my job, essentially. And that's all anybody can ask for, right? That's all anybody can hope for. And I hope that you guys stick around for the long haul, because the show will only get better. I don't think it can get worse or regress or what have you. So that's it. That's kind of where I'm at with it. And again, you know, I appreciate all of you for being a part of it, for listening to it. Some of you probably longer listen to this from the beginning. If you are, then God bless you. If you're new, or, you know, you've been in for a little bit, you know, thank you anyway. And I hope you stick around and enjoy the ride. And that's basically it, guys. That's episode 77. It's another shorty, kind of like 76. Thank you all for listening. Appreciate each and every one of you. Like it, share it, subscribe to it, and I'll see you on the next one. Later. I want to break your soul in two.